Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
94115.
Okay, thank you for that information. 94115 is the zip code. And if you'd also please provide your first and last name.
First name is Arlie, A-R-L-Y. Last name is Fong, F-O-N-G.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I get your information. All right, and for security purposes, please verify your address.
1708 Laguna Street, number 1, San Francisco, California.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And I've gotten an account located that shows your first and last name, pardon me, and your address. Excuse me, and I see that you're calling us about the Bites Hub app. It is a meal app that provides you with recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better. How can I assist today?
I got two charges that says best heal, success trend. What is that? $59.89.
Okay, the cost of the Feast Street meal app is $59.89. That's probably a merchant name that shows. This is a result of the customer using their Android or iPhone to complete a survey, enter a contest. They have get a choice of items on the web page to select. It shows a Dyson vacuum is what was selected. And the Bites Hub Meal app was in the terms and conditions. It is a subscription. It's a monthly subscription where you can journal, helps you to count calories.
I don't need all that. You know, that it was a Costco thing, I think, about that vacuum. And I'm actually not interested in it. And with this $59.89 that I don't even really know what you're talking about, I'm not interested in having that and having it charged every month on my account.
Okay, there's no obligation with the subscription. It was in the terms and conditions there, but I'd be happy to offer $20 off the subscription price. If you would like to reconsider, you can still discontinue at any time.
No, I'm not interested at all.
All right, with that cancellation for the Bites Hub Meal app, that is effective today. It does cancel all future charges, and I have your cancellation confirmation number.
You know, I don't really understand what this is. Again, could you put it past me, please?
Yeah, Bites Hub is a meal app. It's literally an app. I believe information, according to what customers say, does come to the email that's provided on the website. It shows a Comcast.net email was provided.
Right.
And let's see. You initially did it. It was March 11th.
Correct.
So the system, I believe, generates some information to the email. You may have to check your junk or your spam folder. But it's an app. You probably have to download it. I don't know if it automatically downloads on your phone. But it has features with it. And with it, you can receive recipes. It's supposed to teach you also how to increase your energy level by decreasing carbohydrates. It has features like that in it. So it's quite a
Yeah, I don't need all that. You know what?
Okay.
I should know by now not to even, you know, put in a question or anything because it just keeps coming back at you. And then, you know, I'm not interested in it. And I don't want to get charged almost $60 two times in one of my credit card statement. So I don't want these and I'm not interested. And I would appreciate it if you took these charges off.
Okay, ma'am, the account itself or the subscription's already canceled for the charge that it shows for April the 10th. Let me just take a look here. Excuse me. Get the other.
I mean, it's $120 already. It's like, what the heck is this? Yeah, I should never, you know, I should know better to even, you know,
okay.
Get it on my email. Stupid.
All right. Well, it is showing that it was March the 11th.
Yes.
It's when you initially did the other transaction. For the $59.89, there is a $5 non-refundable fee. If you're requesting a refund on what was billed on April the 10th, I can refund $54.89.
Okay. That's for April 9th?
Well, yeah, it shows here you were billed April 10th, and it just shows it was 12 a.m., so it just depends, I guess, on your time zone.
What about the March 11th?
I wouldn't be able to do anything about that. I would have to get you transferred over to a supervisor. That one was on last month. Let's see. Okay, it'll be just a moment.
I actually don't want that vacuum cleaner. It's not coming here, is it?
We don't assist with the vacuum at all.
Who does?
The only thing that I can tell you, since we're a third-party call center, we know or believe that it starts with maybe an email that's sent to you or a survey. So you would have to go back to your original email. We just assist with Bites Up, which is in, like I said, the terms and conditions. But we don't assist with the vacuum in ordering that or shipping it out or anything like that, just what was in the terms.
Okay, I'll find out. If it does come, I'm going to send it back. I'm not even interested. I should never even think about those things. It was a weak moment that I pressed to look at it.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Okay, well, I've gotten the $54.89 refunded. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, you will see it reflected back to your account. I'll also have the refund confirmation, which is also your cancel number.
Okay.
That is the letter R, 920-540-355.
All right. What about the March 10th, whatever it is?
I will have to get you transferred over to a supervisor.
All right.
I just need to note the account. All right, it'll take another moment. I am almost done.
You said it takes 3 to 5 days for it to be canceled, and it'll show on my next statement. Is that correct?
3 to 5 business days for the refund to reflect back.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. And let's see. I'm almost done. All right, so let me just get the call up here.
Gotcha.
All right, so I need your name, and I need the order and the confirmation number that I provided. The refund confirmation is the letter R. The cancel confirmation begins with the letter C. All the same digits.
Letter C?
Mm-hmm.
ABC, that's C?
Yes, C as in cancel.
Okay.
With those same digits.
All right. Did you cancel that one for me, or do I have to talk to somebody?
No, ma'am. The refund confirmation number that I provided, the 920-540-355.
Yeah, that's for April 9th.
No, it's for the whole subscription.
Oh,
and it's also
okay.
the refund confirmation.
All right.
And the cancel number is the
same
digits
okay.
there. All right. So let me see if I can get you over to.
Now, why do I have to talk to them now?
Because the charge is a month old. I can't do anything about it.
All right.
So let's see. All right. All right, so they will let me know momentarily here. Sorry about the wait.
It's all right.
But they are working on that for me. Okay. All right. There they are. All right. So now I just need to find out if they are on the phone. All right. So it looks like she's on the phone, but once she's finished with that call, then your call will roll right in.
Sure.
All right. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No. I should hang on, right?
Yes, ma'am. Please hold.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it'll be a little bit of silence, but she'll be able to get your call once she's completed the call that she's on.
Just in case we lose each other, is there a phone number I can get a hold of them?
There's no direct number. You just have to call our main number back, and we'd have to get you retransferred.
All right.
Okay.
And it'll be retransferred to the manager of what?
It's a supervisor, ma'am. There are different supervisors here. We're a 24/7 call center. So any of them would be able to assist.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I'll hang on.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for calling customer support. Please hold for the transfer.
All right.